Now, we've all seen graffiti, but what about reverse graffiti? And how about living paint made out of moss? They're just two of the tools Orlando environmental advocates Chris Castro and Ricardo Williams are using to spread the message about sustainability. They spoke to 90.7's Matthew Petty about their mission.
One of the projects that we worked on this past fall in 2014 was an initiative called Project Rethink. And it's an eco-art campaign that was started to use music and art to raise awareness about environmental issues and encourage people to rethink their impacts on the planet, primarily the current energy crisis at hand.
Mm-hmm. Ricardo, is art the primary kind of vehicle for getting the message across?
No, not necessarily, but I think it's some way to add value to what we have been doing. I mean, one of the biggest things about that I love about ideas is that it's very grassroots. You know, when I came on board, I was really shocked at how much Chris and a lot of the guys at UCF had really helped to spread it all around the country by just doing great initiatives and using social media as a tool to kind of connect with people in other states and other countries.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris, you've got a few different art mediums you're working on here. You had an art and music show at the former Peacock Room, a band showcasing recycled electronic trees throughout the venue, moss paint. Tell me about moss paint. What's that?
Yeah, we actually were able to capture a couple of different natural moss, native mosses that were found in some of our natural lands, and we were able to find some type of mixture where we created paint and were able to mess around with different mosses, different paints, and put up messages that created different types of awareness and had people rethink their impacts. Mm-hmm. The other really cool project was reverse graffiti, which is this concept of building messages via a stencil, so to speak, on a large plywood, and then going to dirty walls and roads and different streets around the city and using pressure washers to expose that message by cleaning that certain application, that certain area.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like a bit of a Banksy of Orlando in some ways.
To a certain extent.
We could be so lucky. Great. What's really awesome about reverse graffiti is that, unlike traditional graffiti, we're not using any chemicals, and it's not permanent. You know, so if somebody doesn't like this environmental message that we're leaving on this wall, they could just clean their wall, clean the rest of it.
Well, they could just put the dirt back on.
Yeah.
they could, yeah.
So where can we see some of these examples? Like, you're talking about the moss paint. Is that something you've rolled out across the city?
Well, the first phase of Project Rethink, we just completed, a group of our leaders completed it last month, and it's on the corner of Livingston and
Garland,
in downtown Orlando. The message is "Turn Down for What?" And it's a play on words from the famous Little John song, "Turn Down for What?" Mm-hmm. But what, as in obviously with electricity. And it's great. I mean, we've already had people, you know, like, hey, we saw your message downtown. And it's really cool that it's already getting people's attention. And hopefully it continues to propel. And we're going to roll out the next phase of that at the end of this month. And we have another message we're using called Burn Fat, Not Oil. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get more of these around the city and continue to change people's minds.
And is that using the moss paint or the reverse graffiti?
Reverse graffiti.
Okay. What about the moss paint? Where can we see that?
We are still in the process of trying to create the best type of mixture, and we've basically created three different types of moss paints. They're currently being piloted right now, so to speak, and seeing which grows the best, which is going to stay the longest. But the hope is that once we have this mixture, we can really start to expand that, not only with ideas, but other groups who are interested in exposing different messages around the city.
That was 90.7's Matthew Petty speaking with Ideas for Us co-founder Chris Castro and media director Ricardo Williams about Project Rethink, an unconventional environmental awareness campaign. Their conversation continues on Intersection next week on Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. and again on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m.